This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 2137. Three products to declutter from your home right now by Morgan Stat with nourishingminimalism.com. And I'm Dr. Neil. I'm your host and narrator on OHD, the show that's all about improving your health and fitness. Now, the article today might sound like it belongs on Optimal Living Daily, but you'll soon find out why I'm reading it for you here. So with that, let's get right to it as we optimize your life. Three products to declutter from your home right now by Morgan Stat with nourishingminimalism.com. When I was younger, I embarked on my weekly cleaning ritual with very minimal effort. I'd wipe down countertops, vacuum the carpeted areas of my apartment, and simply straighten up anything that appeared out of order. I didn't give much thought to the products I was using and surrounding myself with every day. As long as my living space looked clean, it was good enough for me. Fast forward a few years, and I can tell you that I'm now whistling a very different tune. Each day, I read news stories of an increasing number of health issues being linked to products that can still be found at my local grocery and retail stores. It didn't take me long to learn that consumer goods can pass federal regulations, yet they might also contain ingredients that pose health and safety risks. Armed with this new understanding, I've made it a priority to check product labels before I buy, and decluttering has taken on a whole new meaning in my home. Now, I find myself actively reading the product labels of consumer goods that I've already purchased. It has since become a seasonal ritual to declutter and effectively toss any products that contain ingredients linked to various health risks. It can be tedious work, but simply eliminating certain products from your life may do wonders for your health in the years to come. The next time you clean or declutter your own home, check for these potentially harmful ingredients that may be lurking in the products you use every day. 1. Check for talcum powder in your hygiene and cosmetics products. Growing up, Johnson & Johnson was a staple consumer brand in my household. Johnson's baby products lined our bathroom shower, and its tagline of "the family company" couldn't have been more accurate. I even made use of the company's baby powder as I grew older. I was a multi-sport athlete, so it came in handy to prevent chafing and to wick away moisture during long workouts. But despite the effectiveness of Johnson & Johnson's products, I soon learned of one glaring problem with this reputable family brand. Talcum powder, a main ingredient used in a number of its products, has been linked to ovarian cancer and asbestos exposure. In fact, 5,500 lawsuits have been filed by women who place the blame of their diagnosis on extensive use of Johnson's talc-based baby powder and shower-to-shower products. 6 out of 9 major verdicts have sided with the plaintiffs and will likely see the brand embroiled in more upcoming cases. Since talcum powder was first associated with ovarian cancer in 1971, the past 5 decades have seen 22 out of 36 studies indicating a possible link between the mineral-based ingredient and cancer. Talcum powder isn't just found in these 2 products either. It can be listed as an ingredient in deodorants, foundations, and lotions. Cosmetics products are also not required to be approved by the FDA, and there is no federal ban on the use of talcum powder in the U.S. If you plan to spend time decluttering the areas of your home where you store your hygiene and cosmetics products, consider getting rid of any items that list talcum powder as an ingredient for better health in your later years. 2. Research your favorite wine for high levels of arsenic. If I've had a tough work day, one of my favorite ways to de-stress is to pour myself a glass of wine and watch the latest Netflix series that has captured my attention. I'm also the type of person who often purchases a bottle based on the price point. If it's inexpensive and has an attractive label, consider it a done deal. But then I heard about a recent class action lawsuit that was filed against 83 popular wines for containing high levels of arsenic, most of which are also at my desired low price point. The World Health Organization associates exposure to this chemical with an increased risk of cardiovascular disease, diabetes, and neurotoxicity, among other health issues, and it can even be poisonous in high doses. The EPA only regulates arsenic levels found in our drinking water, yet the wines listed in the suit contained 4 times this legal limit. Although the issue of arsenic in the 83 wines is still being debated both by the legal and scientific communities, it has facilitated greater conversation about the lack of regulations within U.S. alcohol production. Decluttering can be as much about food and drink as it is about the miscellaneous items hanging around your house. And 3, inspect your cookware's non-stick coating for PFAs. I'm a firm believer that breakfast is the most important meal of the day. In fact, I'm up so early every morning before work so that I can give myself time to make a filling meal. Overeasy eggs are my go-to breakfast choice, so you can often find me in the early hours of the day standing over the stove. I've always been so focused on the quality of the foods I eat that I never stopped to consider the health risks cookware can pose. In 1938, the nonstick coating Teflon was invented, and it revolutionized the cooking industry. This brand name for the chemical polytetrafluoroethylene, or PTFE, soon became a household staple after its inclusion on pots and pans made cleanup a breeze. But it was soon discovered that Teflon-coated pots and pans that spent only 2 to 5 minutes on a hot stove released carcinogenic toxins into the air. In 2015, over 200 scientists from 40 countries signed the Madrid Statement, which presented evidence of Teflon's toxicity. Teflon's manufacturer DuPont has also been found guilty in several personal injury and wrongful death suits after the chemical tainted water surrounding the manufacturing plants. Although Teflon is no longer used as a nonstick coating, the EPA has ruled that similar per- and polyfluoroalkyl substances, or PFAs, are also likely carcinogens. PFAs can still be found on products today, so double-check your existing cookware before you make use of them again. You just listened to the post titled, 3 Products to Declutter from Your Home Right Now, by Morgan Statt with nourishingminimalism.com. We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search. Match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
Dr. Neil here for my commentary. A while back, I shared a similar story about me getting rid of all of my non-stick cookware. It was for the same reason today's author, Morgan, mentioned. The fact that multiple countries banned the use of some of these non-stick substances like Teflon caught my attention. Also, the fact that it was banned in the European Union sealed the deal. And again, as Morgan mentioned, some of the newer versions of nonstick products may not be any safer. So, if possible, consider replacing these products in your home with cookware that's made of glass or stainless steel. All right, that will do it for today. Thank you so much for listening and staying all the way through to the end. I hope you have a great rest of your day, and I'll be back with you tomorrow for more OHD, and that's where your optimal life awaits.